Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
B, I thought of one thing on the plane this morning. Shout out, dude. Did you see my setup on the plane this morning, by the way? That fella. So
you had...
To make sure we could get in on time... I moved my seat up, which meant I left an aisle seat to take a middle seat at the front of the plane, so then I could just hustle off.
You had some 40 gut blockers.
Yeah, dude, this guy, like I had like half of my allocated space thanks to the fella on the aisle, and then in turn, like the woman in the window was a small lady. And I kind of, like, apologized, and she was like, it's okay. And so then I kind of took, like, about a third of her allocated space. I was able to sleep, though. I very rarely could sleep on planes, so that was great.
Before we left the gate, I think.
I did pretty good. Brian, there's something interesting. Like, I think in a lot of ways, because we watched them practice against themselves for so long, that... offensively, maybe we're a little over our skis with expectations because I don't know that this defense is any good. If you just base it on the numbers, they were the worst defense in football last year, and in the first game, they gave up 37 points. So, like, just the numbers would back it up. Maybe they'll improve. Who knows? But I think the best thing, honestly, the absolute best thing I saw yesterday, and I think we can... there are nits to be picked. I think the offense gave like a 6 out of 10 performance. I think a lot of people offensively want to be a lot better than what they showed yesterday.
I think it's a little more than that, but I think early was horrible.
Would late, you go to what,
late
7?
Late got better. I go to 7. Yeah, I think late was much better.
Score was 37-13, and it was kind of got to a preseason
game. Sometimes we
got to
stop looking at the numbers. When you say, like you say, it was 37-13. If it was 37-20, we still could write the same. From the point it was 37-30, if it was 37-20 at that point, we still could write the same story. But the ultimate thing is, were they moving the ball? Were they getting the ball down the field? They started it. And I think, and I know people go, well, Jaden was running the ball. It's not ideal for him to run it, but he's going to run it if it's up in there.
I'm not, I'd like to get this chin strap thing figured out. He says, yeah, my helmet pops off all the time. Let's fix that.
Well,
right?
it's
not a great idea.
What I'm looking at, and it didn't look like the chin strap was unbuckled. It seemed like it was still buckled. It's just a looser helmet.
When he runs in the open field, his helmet kind of bobs around.
Get a tighter helmet. That's all he probably needs to do. Well,
let's get the helmet figured out. Yeah. I think that's like a DQ calls him in his office and says, listen, Jaden, we love you. Great play.
Hey, you got a 7 and a 5/8. We need to put a 7 and 1/4 on your head.
Let's figure that out.
Yeah.
That to me is like, all right, here's an issue. Let's address it, right? Like, the absolute best thing I saw, though, and to me, this is by a pretty wide margin. I thought Austin Eckler was impressive. I thought Eckler in pass pro was fantastic. I thought.
On one, I think he got confused. He ran right past the linebacker. But I was thinking, I think he was more looking at a free release or felt that the center would step and get him, but the center was already engaged, and he ran past, and then he tried to stop.
Right.
And then I think it was one of the sacks, probably.
If you watched the way the receivers blocked, and OZ got hit with a clip that was kind of junked,
he didn't even touch the guy. He missed him.
Right. But if you watch those receivers block, the backs block, if you watch those receivers block, you know why Jahan Dotson's in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's fairly simple. The level of physicality
we saw that on Friday night.
The level of physicality they wanted was on display offensively. Now they weren't good enough. They didn't execute enough. But you could see kind of a mindset change there, I believe. But to me, the absolute best thing we saw, and we heard about this. We heard about how he transformed his game. His final year at LSU, how he started doing the virtual reality, how he puts all the time in, the competitiveness, the phrase perhaps is overplayed, but like, does he have that dog in him? Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels, in his first ever NFL start, completely showed you he has that.
He's a dog that they have checking everybody into the bus at Malinois. He's a real one, and he's not backing down, but he's not backing down by being stupid. He's still smart in what he does. But you want a guy like that, no matter how big the situation gets, that he feels like, I'm cool with this. He doesn't get rattled, you know, and I like that aspect of it. But I feel they needed a game all together, and you got a performance similar to what they got. You know why? Now you know you got some stuff to improve. You have to go back. Like you stated earlier, they practice against each other, and I've said it for many, many years. In practice, when you go against the same person every day, you know what you do? You learn all the tendencies. You get to cheat a little bit. In a football game, you don't get to cheat. You just find out something for the first time. Now, studying, looking at film, figuring it out, being able to read people and make sure that you also not giving off stuff, all that stuff becomes even more vitally important.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think with Jaden specifically, the folks that were surprised about how much he ran, I think that's on you, frankly. I think that is your misguided thought of who the guy is. I do think he ended up scrambling more because plays weren't there in the pass game and there were run lanes. And I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I mean, the one big hit he took was from Bryce Hall, the helmet to helmet. The helmet popped off. Again, we've already decided as a program, we're going to address this helmet issue. We're going to tighten that thing up. I thought, by and large, he did a really good job of protecting himself.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to get caught up that it's a slide instead of a barrel roll, do what you want.
I don't care what
it
is.
But he got down, didn't take shots.
When your quarterback running the ball gives himself up, he's protected.
And it, to me, was he is so singularly focused on winning the game that, okay, I'm just going to run because nothing else is working. I think that is on Cliff. I think that's on the receivers. I think that's on a lot of people. But Jaden taking off and getting first downs because nothing else was working is not a problem.
Other than a touchdown, what's more important in football? First down, right?
Yeah.
Because it gives you four more plays. So if it's third down and three and Jaden Daniels drop back, people out there, do you want him to just – wait for the receiver to come open, or you want him to run and get the first down, get three, get four, get the first down, and go back in the hole and get four more plays? You rather that, or you want him to try to force the ball down the field, which I was so happy that he ran instead of forcing balls. And when he took off running, he was deliberate on it. You know what I mean? He didn't hesitate. He was deliberate, and he was able to get the yardage, and then boom, go down.
Pass game wasn't great, period. Like, Jaden's part of that. But I think in what you're trying to see from a rookie quarterback in his first ever start in the NFL, the kid has played three drives prior to yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And they were preseason drives, and they were kind of incredibly vanilla, if you will.
Yeah.
I think what matters most in that situation is the guts. I know over the years, like a thing that I've heard, and B, I'm guessing you lived this, that what teammates need to see from their quarterback is not like the Russ Wilson nonsense of doing high knees on the plane or whatever else, is show me how tough you are, come mm-hmm. in that locker room, be beat up, and then get back on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Daniels did that over and over yesterday. He showed a willingness to do anything he could to win that ball game.
Yeah.
And that's what you need from your QB.
And he showed that, but I think more than anything, I know we're looking for the 300-yard passing games and things of that nature, but I saw a 71% completion ratio. I saw a 93% quarterback rating. I saw a guy who only got sacked two times, which probably could have got sacked more if he didn't use his ability. So the passing game wasn't what we want to typically see, but as you stated earlier, the NFL was like that this weekend. So I was impressed. I saw a passing grade with him and the way he approached the whole game, even the whole passing aspect, because he can't throw the ball to himself.
I think I said this, for me, I think Jaden was like a 6.5, 7 out of 10. And that's not because I don't think he was very good in the pass game, but he wasn't bad either. He was kind of middling. I just think his ceiling is so significant that when we start seeing him deal out a 9 out of 10 game, a 10 out of 10 game, mm-hmm. that those are Tua yesterday was 340 with three touchdowns. Hell, Baker threw for 290 with four touchdowns. Like, I think Jaden has that in his bag.
But Tua and Baker are in, what, fifth and sixth year?
Baker's probably in his eighth or something.
Okay, and Jaden is in his first game. You have to, you know what his ceiling is, but you can't grade a person off of their ultimate ceiling when they're still a young person learning the game.
Sure. I think Jaden showed a lot of competitiveness, heart, desire. Clearly, he's got the legs. I just don't think he was very precise with the arm, but I don't think anybody was really precise on their offense. That's why, like,
he was 17 to 24.
Yeah.
That's, if you go 17 to 24 your whole career, that's precise.
It's good.
But it's precise. If you go 70% your whole career, that's super precise. What I'm saying is, we have put in our mind what we expect.
I'm still saying that Jaden was good. Like, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think of everything that happened yesterday, worrying about Jaden Daniels is so damn far down the list.
I know that. Like, I'm saying, when you say it's not precise, I don't understand that analogy, because if you go 70% your whole career, people are going to call you great.
I don't think 17 to 24 is 70%, is it?
You might want to go look at it again. 70.8.
Is it?
Yes.
To me, like, Baker yesterday was precise. When Baker had big third downs, the ball was on target fast.
Yeah.
I don't think we saw that.
Baker had people with a lot of space in front of him, too.
I'm not like knocking anything. I feel like you're defensive on
I think you because it's like you get to a point sometimes where you're so gung-ho on a number that it seems like you the actual play doesn't come out.
I said that I thought Jaden was very good. And, okay. And the most important thing he showed is that he's a hard competitor.
In my book.
Phone lines at 11. Nobody go anywhere.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.